Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
The Global Economic Summit begins this week in Killarney, with some very big names in attendance, including Hillary Clinton, Prince Albert of Monaco and Mary Robinson. They'll be doubtless tackling the big geopolitical themes of what they mean for companies and governments. And the event is invite only, but we got someone who is invited. And he's Brendan McKenna, the emerging markets economist and FX strategist at Wells Fargo Bank. Good morning, Brendan.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Good to have you, Brendan. Before we chat about the global economy, what brings you to Killarney?
Well, the Global Economic Summit. I was invited to speak as part of a panel, kind of given the outlook on the global economy and some things and challenges that the global economy faces. So I'm very honored to be here.
Well, we're delighted to have you on the show. Ireland is in a good place right now economically, but big known unknowns are, of course, geopolitics. Tell us about the big geopolitical issues that could affect companies and economies.
Yeah, sure. I think there are many geopolitical issues that are kind of hovering out there as risks. Obviously we have the military conflicts that are going on in Eastern Europe, and that's certainly a risk. And kind of predicting the path of that conflict is going to be very difficult. We have a very similar situation unfolding in the Middle East, where it's certainly a risk geopolitically, but also trying to gauge and kind of understand the direction of that conflict is very difficult, and that could have an impact on economies, businesses around the world. But I think also just kind of hovering in the background, and maybe it's coming to the forefront a little bit more, are geopolitical tensions between the United States and China. We saw President Biden impose new tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles and some other products. So that's certainly a geopolitical risk that's also hovering out there as well.
Do you get a sense, Brendan, that the world is starting to bifurcate or split into two distinct camps, one led by the United States and Europe, and another one led by China, which would also include countries like Russia?
Great question, Joe. And the answer is absolutely. I think if you're just kind of looking at the way not only geopolitical tensions outside of the United States and China are evolving, but also just between the United States and China, there certainly seems to be these two, economic blocks. To your point, one led by China, one eventually led by China and Russia. And I think you're starting to see countries kind of align themselves with either the U.S. bloc or the China-Russia bloc along geopolitical lines. And whatever strategic kind of, affiliations some of these countries want to pursue, that's eventually going to determine how these countries align themselves in the future, whether that's with the United States or with China. And there can be real economic implications of kind of that bifurcation along geopolitical lines.
India is kind of straddling both fences. It has elections this year. It's one of a few major countries holding elections. We have European elections in this country and this continent next month. And Ireland will have a general election at some point. But the big one, of course, is in the United States in November. And the change of mood that could follow if Donald Trump is brought back to the White House.
Yeah, it's certainly something to keep an eye on. I think there's certainly more uncertainty related to a second President Trump administration than there is a second President Biden administration. But with that said, I think there are unknowns on both sides of the aisle. I think if we had had this conversation around the time that President Biden was elected in 2020, I think it would have been I think I would have said that it would have been very unlikely for President Biden to impose new tariffs on China. In fact, I probably would have said he would have lifted Trump administration tariffs. But now that we have a second round of or a third round of tariffs on China, I think that at least raises some uncertainties and especially around trade and tariff policy under a Biden administration as well. But yeah, I think under a second Trump administration, maybe immigration becomes a bigger problem. Maybe foreign policy and trade policy more broadly also becomes a little bit more uncertain as well.
What do you think equities will do as a result of that? For example, I mean, equities boomed in the first quarter, but that may not be sustainable going forward.
I think it really depends on what kind of policy mix you get after the U.S. election. I think it's depending on which side of the political aisle you're on. I think it's easy to say equities might, fall off a cliff or equities might continue to rally based on the outcome. But I think campaigning is one thing, actual policy implementation is another. And a lot of what sentiment is going to be driven by will actually be determined by policy, and not just, who wins the election, but also monetary policy, earnings, There's a lot of things that kind of go into broader equity market sentiment, just not necessarily only and purely the US elections.
Well, I hope you get good weather down in Killarney. Thanks very much for joining us. That's Brendan McKenna, emerging markets economist and FX strategist at Wells Fargo Bank.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.